Hey friend, so welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast, I'm going to teach you about three money points that I learned with my photography business, and I want you to keep that in mind so you can make more money, so you can have more success, and let's just get right to it, okay? So three money points I learned with my photography business. Videographers, directors, filmmakers, visual creatives of all kinds, this also applies to you. I'm just so accustomed to saying photographer, but this podcast is for everybody. All right. So point number one, what did I learn in my photography business over the past decade that I want to pass on to you? Number one, the most uncomfortable one is a production fee. Okay. So we just got Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets for next year for a concert. The tickets were $140, but I ended up paying $183 to my brother-in-law who bought the tickets. So it was $183 per ticket because of Ticketmaster's convenience charge. It's not, there's nothing convenient about it, right? But that's just what they do. It's like a production fee. When you have a caterer come in, that fee is dropped in. If you sit at a restaurant and there's more than eight people, they drop in like a mandatory tip fee. There are certain charges along the way that professional businesses have. You're a professional business. I know it sounds crazy. For whatever reason, photographers and videographers are really reluctant to call themselves that. But you're a professional business and you deserve a production fee. A production fee pays for your internet, your electricity, your phone cover, your phone charger that falls apart every 6 months anyways. It pays for the gas in your car. It pays for the car. It pays for the air freshener in your car. It pays for the roof over your head. It pays for everything. Everything that you need to run your business that the client doesn't see, but they enjoy the benefits of it because it's there, is your production fee. So you can't have a client, let's just say if you're doing weddings, okay, you can't be a wedding photographer and not charge a production fee. You're cheating yourself. You actually are really, really cheating yourself. Here's why. That camera isn't going to buy itself. The lens isn't going to buy itself. The electricity isn't like some charitable contribution by the government. You have to pay for every single thing. What we're paying for is the photographs, the creative input, the direction. But the production fee covers all the other things you don't see, but you need that to make the business work. A production fee can be, now some really brave businesses charge 25%. 20 is really more the standard. And then you can use that to even bring it down to 10, 8, you know, 14%, whatever you want. But a production fee pays for that. And if somebody says, hey, what is this 20% line? You say, oh, that's a production fee. That is what pays for everything that keeps the business going. Like even the time that we have on the phone call, and the phone plan, and the internet, and the desk, and everything else. What happens is that all businesses charge some sort of convenience charge, a production charge, some sort of service charge. So just like every other business you're accustomed to paying for, a production fee is that. And what we do is we spread it across evenly to all clients. It's not something that we bill for on a line for the invoice. It's just something that we add across the board and it's fairly distributed to everybody. And then they'll understand what that means, okay? Here's the other beautiful part about a production charge, a production fee, is that just for easy math, if you are charging $1,000 for a photo shoot and they say, well, I kind of wanted to pay $800. What you don't want to do is ever drop your rate. Nope. There's a business that'll charge you $800 and I'm happy to refer you. But this business, this creative charges $1,000. Now what we can do though is negotiate the production fee. So that's not attached to you as an artist. So they might say, I was just really hoping to stay about, you know, $1,100 maximum. I mean, 12 is pushing it, and I don't think it's going to get an approval. Okay, so then what we could do is we can negotiate the production fee to be 10%. See, 10% of 1,000 is $100, so it's $1,100 total. I give them a break. I allowed them to have a win. I allowed them to negotiate, but I never lowered my fee. That's where the production fee also helps you. It's a buffer to preserving your actual rate, which you never want to bring down. So you have to charge a production fee, 20% a standard, but you can go as low as 10%. 5% is a complete joke. Don't even do it. It's a waste of time. It's kind of like when you see a store having a sale and they're like 10% off. I was like, just keep your 10%. That's cool. Like, that's not that much of a break, right? It has to be somewhat substantial for your business. It's standard. And when you see other photographers, videographers, directors, filmmakers, other creatives not charging it, educate them on this. Send them this podcast or just give them the knowledge from your own brain and your own heart and tell them that they're entitled to this. But a lot of times a business, and this is how it doubles your profit too, a business may only... The last 20% might actually be profit, because remember, there's so much that you're paying for that the cameras are not cheap, right? The equipment is not cheap. So sometimes if you're only charging $1,000, your profit might only be $200 or $150. So you see how a production fee could potentially even double your profits, because now you're like, I was only making like $200 profit because I still have to pay for the camera lenses and everything else and the rent and everything else. Then the production fee just doubles your profit. Please charge it. Please don't be shy. You're entitled to it. If you're working with a commercial client, you're 100% going to get it. If you're working with a personal client, like a family event or something, you will 100% get some of it and like a 10% or 12%. But start at 20 and you can use that as a negotiating tactic and let them have a win. Okay? So that is money point number one that I learned in my business that I want to share for your business. And I hope you guys do it. And I hope you make money and you buy yourself nice things. Point number two, people pay on value, not on the actual product. So what's your value? Teach them your value. The first value of any creative is set by the creative. I'll give you an example. You see something, if you see a tablet, you see an iPad that's $1,200. And then you see another tablet that like a secondary brand that is $100. Are you naturally going to assume the iPad is going to kick its ass? That the iPad is going to do things that the other tablet couldn't ever imagine? That the other tablet is just not even going to last very long? Right? So the first thing is the price point. The price point is going to set your value. How they keep the value, how like we build the value up from there is how you treat people, how you make people feel, the type of work that you deliver. The first point of value is set by you. Don't forget that. So when you don't charge, you just told them, hey, I have no value, I'm cheap, I'm easy. And nobody wants to be cheap and easy, okay? When you only charge $100, but your competitors are charging $500, you just said, hey, I'm not as good as everybody else. I'm literally not even close to being as good as them, but please respect me. No, you ain't gonna get no respect because you told me you're cheap. You told me that you're a little penny on the ground. And we don't, I mean, some people do, but generally people don't pick up a penny from the ground. They'll pick up a quarter. They will not pick up a penny. I'm a sucker for anything in the store that has like this brown homemade looking label and it looks like it's organic. I'm like, oh, it must be so good for me. It could have poisons all in the ingredients. But if it is packaged the right way, then I think that it's valuable. So the first value is set by you guys. For people listening on this podcast, by the way, I'm also letting Instagram Live listen in. I learned that from Gary Vee. Okay, so let's give credit where it is. So sometimes if you hear me kind of laugh sometimes, it's because these people on Instagram write things and they make me laugh sometimes. And they're great, but I just want to let you know. All right, let's get to point number three. Money point number three that I learned in my business. And that is think with their wallet, not with yours. So when you're brand new, when you are small, when you are scared, your wallet is tiny. You don't have a lot of money. You don't have a lot of equipment. So if you're not going to pay $5,000 for a photo shoot, they're not going to pay for it either, right? Wrong. So wrong. There are people that have so much money, so much in savings. They have such a healthy income that they don't think with your wallet. They think with theirs. Like when I first, let me tell you guys a little personal story. when I first came to America from Afghanistan, we bought clothes from like thrift stores, right? And so jeans were like $1, $2. And then we would go into a store like a Kmart or like a Walmart or whatever. I don't know if Walmart was around, but like I know one was a Kmart. We would go in, we're like, $14 for a pair of jeans? Are you kidding me? I can get the same thing for $1 at, you know, the thrift store. That was our wallet as brand new Afghan refugees in America. There's no way I'm going to pay $14 for a pair of jeans. But there were people paying $80. There were people paying $100 for a pair of jeans. 14 was above anything that we can comprehend. We bought things for a dollar, for 50 cents, t-shirts, garage sale things, hand-me-downs, right? That was our wallet. Brands didn't care about, like, we weren't their clients. There were people with big wallets that were paying $200 for a pair of pants and $200 for a pair of shoes, and they didn't really, you know what I'm saying, like they weren't thinking with everyone's wallet. So basically, find the ideal client that you have and then think with their wallet, not your wallet. So when you're brand new, you're strapped. When you're brand new, you're scared. When you're brand new, you're intimidated. When you're brand new, you don't have a lot of money. Not everybody's in your position. There are people who want to spend money. There are people who need you to charge a lot of money so that they value your work. There are people that need you to charge a lot of money so that they feel like they got such an incredible artist that they start talking about you, they start marketing you. So when you charge very, very little, people don't brag about you. They keep you as a secret. So people won't often say, oh, I got it from TJ Maxx. But if they got it from Nordstrom, they'll let you know, hey, I got it from Nordstrom's. It's just human behavior. People won't say, hey, I got the old Hyundai Accord or Honda Accord from 1986. But if they got a brand new one, if they got a BMW, they'll let you know. Oh, you know, when they go to the valet, they'll say, oh, mine's the BMW. But they won't say, mine is like the funky 1987 Toyota Corolla. You know, so people like to brag about high-priced items. I know that's a weird thing to hear, but you should hear it. So when you think, I would never pay more than $200 for a photo shoot, I can't charge $2,000. There's other people that want to pay $2,000. And if you charge them $200, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to love the photographs. They're not going to respect you. They're not going to talk about you. They're not going to refer you because they're going to keep you in their pocket like a little coupon, and they're going to keep you as a secret. I want people to shout about you from the rooftops, okay? So that is the third money point that I've learned in my business, all right? So if you want to learn more about the photography business, in the show notes, there is a link. Click that. It's the newsletter. The newsletter is free. There's a lot of freebies that I give that have helped me that I think you should have. Those are free. I want you to use them. If you're going to sign up and never open the emails, then don't even waste your time. Don't even sign up. Like, I'm not getting paid for that, right? But if you want these freebies that's going to help your business, let my experience help you. Let my experience of shooting Kanye West and Jennifer Lopez and working with Madonna and Mariah Carey and Christina Aguilera and Bernie Sanders and massive record labels and brands, let me help you because nobody helped me. But if you want more handholding, you want a complete roadmap written out for you step by step, and you want to learn everything that I know, then the masterclass is going to help you. And that you can also get through the newsletter. So the newsletter was going to have offers for you that you can purchase, but it's also going to have a ton of free things. And if you never buy something from me, at least take the free shit. Seriously, take the free shit and win. It blows my mind when people are like, I don't want to use it. Okay, then stay down. But I want to see you guys win. All right. So I hope that that helped you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you wish to leave an honest review on Apple Podcasts, please do that. Please share this with anyone that you think it'll help. Otherwise, I will talk with you guys on the next podcast. Thank you so much.